Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Now, Ireland take on Australia in the last of the Autumn Nations series tomorrow at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. And coach Andy Farrell is looking for a statement performance following a loss to the All Blacks, a tight win over Argentina, and last weekend's decisive win against Fiji. Australia will be looking to bounce back after a chastening loss to Scotland last Sunday. I'm joined now by legend of the game and former international with Australia, David Campese. David, you're very welcome.
Good evening, how are you going?
No, not too bad at all. Can I take you back, before we talk about tomorrow, to the old Lansdowne Road Stadium in October 91, Ireland faced Australia in the quarter-final of the World Cup. Have a listen, I'll get your reaction after this.
3.5 minutes to go. Australia trail by 3 points. Slattery, Liner, Horan and Roebuck in there. Campese with 3 yards to go, tackled. Australia have scored. Lansdowne Road has gone quiet, but Australia has scored. Campese tackled by Jack Clark, but Liner following up has scored a dramatic try and has stolen it from Ireland.
Stolen it from Ireland, David Campese. Would you like to apologise after all those years?
No, not really, because that was my job. But it was interesting. The commentator was like, and Campese tackled and gone, oh, and then they scored. He was very excited as well, wasn't he?
Maybe a hometown type commentator. Come here. Yeah, it's great to talk to you, I must say, because despite all of your the heartbreak that you caused Ireland over the years, there's great fondness for you in this country, I must say, in rugby terms and sporting terms. How do you see tomorrow going?
Yeah, look, I think tomorrow's a bit of a grudge match. It's quite interesting that you've got Joe Smith, who coached Ireland, coaching against the Irish team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the game's very structured that I've been watching, and it's going to be very interesting because if Joe Smith knows exactly what the Irish are going to do, what are the Irish going to do to change it?
That's a big pressure on Ireland. The other big pressure, I suppose, is that in the autumn series, Australia have won against England and Wales, but our Celtic cousins, Scotland, did us a favour. Or did they, I wonder, against Australia?
Well, test matches are very, they're not easy. You got to turn up week in, week out. And the Wallabies, obviously, you know, after the championship didn't finish well, then they come over and beat England in the 85th minute of the game. They've beat Wales by 50. And maybe a bit of complacency, thinking it was going to be a lot easier than what it was. Mm-hmm. And, it did look that way. And obviously, you know, if you don't turn up, some teams, you can only play as well as your opposition lets you play. And if they don't let you play, you've got to find a way somehow to change. And unfortunately, the way the modern game is, it's a very, very structured game to watch. It's like watching rugby league in Australia, if you've ever watched rugby league. It's a very, very structured game. Players do the same. And you've got two coaches tomorrow who know each other very well, and they play very, very similar rugby.
How do you think Joe Schmidt will approach it then?
I actually got no idea. I've got nothing to do with the Wallabies. I'm totally away from it. So it's just my opinion, what I look at. But I'm sure they're going to bounce back from last week. Sawali didn't get many opportunities. You know, if you've got some exciting backs, will they get the ball? Mm-hmm. I just hope they don't get to the 22 and keep on kicking the ball away, you know, because that's where you score tries. So I hope to see a lot of tries, hope from both teams, trying a few different things, experimenting. But also, you know, I mean, you've got to realise rugby's an entertainment sport. You've got to entertain people, you know. And I suppose we were very fortunate because of probably amateur days that we entertained. You know, these days it's a very, very different game. Coaches have got more control. And I think, you know, they probably should just relax a bit and let the players have a bit more expression out there and try a few different things.
Well, you certainly entertained whenever you got the ball in your day, and your team did when you were playing for Australia. Do I detect then that you're not overly happy? Is it with the game in general or with Joe Schmidt's stewardship of Australia?
No, I just think the game in general. I've been saying it for years. I've been saying about the game, you know, when you go professional, To me, professionalism is your attitude. And we went professional. We went to rugby league.
Mm-hmm.
It's every team does the same. If you watch the same backline movements from every single team, they do the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no inventiveness. There's no flair. There's no one trying to do something different. You know, you had Cipriani didn't last because coaches can't control. You know, you got Finn Russell starting to play some good rugby, and the coach is a bit more lenient on him. Then you got Smith from England, who's actually a good player, but the other players can't understand. So, you know, you've got to get a team together that want to play and do play a good style of rugby, and they understand. And again, it's about the entertainment factor. Winning is important, but it's the entertainment factor of sport that gets people to come and watch.
Okay, having said that, all of the fans will want an Irish victory, but with your, not your heart, but with your mind, who do you think will win tomorrow?
I really think that it's not easy. It's the last game of the year. Obviously, you guys are going into a Six Nations next year. We've got the season finished. I think the Wallabies would love to finish off on a high note. But again, I think there's a lot of pressure on Ireland now. And I think if they don't do well going into a Six Nations, so, you know, there's some big games coming. I think it'll be very tough. So look, I think the Wallabies by 5 points.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's hope you're wrong. Let's hope you're wrong.
Thank you. I'm sure you're going to say that. Yeah.
I know the fans, you were signing shirts today with Sport and Doris, and I know they were very grateful to meet you. But former Australian international David Campisi, thank you very much indeed. Kickoff tomorrow is at 3:10 p.m. TV coverage on Virgin, and you can listen on RT Radio 1.